And finally, this hour, another film hoping to score big bucks. When The Da Vinci Code came out in 2006, it racked up $750 million at the box office. That's despite receiving mixed reviews and offending some Catholics. Well, you don't need to be a code breaker to guess that another religious mystery novel by Dan Brown would soon be headed for the screen. Today, Angels and Demons arrives at the Cineplex, and Bob Mondello has this review.
You'll be pleased to know that since Harvard symbologist Robert Langdon did all that anagram solving to chase down the Holy Grail, he has slimmed down a bit. As played by Tom Hanks, Langdon now swims laps every morning at 5 a.m., which is what he's doing when a representative of the Vatican shows up, clutching not an anagram, but an ambigram, a typographical rendering of a secret society's name, Illuminati, that reads the same whether you look at it right side up or upside down. Well, Langdon knows what that means.
Someone is trying to make you believe the Illuminati themselves have returned to Rome, right after the death of a pope.
Four cardinals were kidnapped from their quarters inside the Vatican sometime between 3 and 5 a.m. this morning. Shortly afterward, that document was sent to the office of the Swiss Guard, along with the threat the cardinals will be publicly executed one per hour beginning at 8 p.m. tonight in Rome.
You'd think this would prompt a call to the police, but the Vatican works in mysterious ways, and apparently without a fax machine, so they sent a guy 3,000 miles to Massachusetts with the ambigram because they know Langdon will know how to get right to the point.
Why me?
Your expertise, your erudition, your...
Oh, for heaven's sakes, you were in the first movie. Now get thee to the Vatican and be prepared to deal with more than four kidnapped cardinals. There's a beautiful biophysicist named Vittoria Vetra in the Swiss Guard's office because a canister of potentially explosive antimatter has been stolen from her father's nuclear lab and because nobody, but nobody, ever goes to the police.
Antimatter. We need to locate it immediately or evacuate Vatican City.
I'm quite familiar with incendiaries, Miss Vetra. I've never heard of antimatter being used as such.
Well, it's never been generated in significant quantities before. It's a way of studying the origins of the universe, to try to isolate what some people call the God particle. But there are implications for energy research.
God particle?
Did I mention that the cardinals who have not been kidnapped have locked themselves in the Sistine Chapel to select a new pope? Perhaps only Dan Brown could leap from antimatter to anticlimax so quickly. But as is generally the case with him, there is so much else going on. So Langdon risks his life looking up Galileo at the library, while Vittoria heads for, well, I'm not sure I remember where exactly, maybe to talk with Ewan McGregor, who is simultaneously trying to persuade the cardinals that they're not at war with science and that science is trying to kill them. All of which gets a bit thick, but that's okay because it gives the stars time to go racing around Rome to see which way statues are pointing their fingers, because the Illuminati, that society that's kept secrets for centuries, would never indulge in misdirection about where they're going to kill cardinals, right?
This is the first marker. The path is alive.
Presumably in response to criticism that the Da Vinci Code was static and talky, director Ron Howard has made Angels and Demons frantic and talky. He's gotten quite good at making statues look threatening and catacombs claustrophobic, and when it comes to murder in the cinematic cathedral, he may now be Hollywood's go-to guy. That said, there's only so much he can do with Dan Brown's idiotic plotline or the fact that the pro-science Illuminati, anti-science church stuff doesn't really make sense. Nor, I should note, do claims that the film is somehow anti-Catholic. You won't find any incendiary controversies in Angels and Demons, though at one point a cardinal goes up in flames entirely persuasively. I'm Bob Mondello.
You can find scenes from Angels and Demons at npr.org.